May it please the court. The issue presented in this case is whether the state's evidence was sufficient to justify the trial court's finding that Mr. Ransburg attempted to cause physical injury to James Blackman by means of a dangerous instrument when the instrument used was a 4-foot stick resembling a taped-up broomstick. The facts are, and these are taken from the Western District's opinion, Mr. Ransburg and Tammy Masoner had been romantically involved for about a year and a half and had in fact lived together when in November of 2013, Mr. Ransburg became violent with Ms. Masoner and was subsequently arrested and placed in jail. He stayed in jail, and she then obtained an order of protection against him. He stayed in jail until March 3rd of 2014 when a friend bonded him out. The order of protection was still in force when he got out of jail. That same evening, around 10 or 10:30, he went to Ms. Masoner's trailer. And inside the trailer was Ms. Masoner, her fiancé, James Blackman, who is the victim in this case, and her daughter, Sarah, and they were watching television. When they heard some noises outside, Ms. Masoner looked outside to see what it was, and there was Mr. Ransburg trying to get in the door. Ms. Masoner braced the door, but Mr. Ransburg was able to break the door in, and when he saw Mr. Blackman standing there, he charged at him. Mr. Blackman testified at trial that he charged him with the 4-foot stick in his hands across his body with his fists about a foot and a half across, running at him as though he were to tackle him or as a football player would attack another person. Mr. Blackman was able to flee to a bedroom, and so there was actually no contact between he and Mr. Ransburg. Mr. Ransburg then dropped the stick and went in, actually turned his attention to Ms. Masoner and tried to drag her out of the trailer. When she resisted, he punched her in the face with his fist. Mr. Blackman then had come out of the bedroom in time to see this punch, and when Mr. Ransburg saw Mr. Blackman, he picked up his stick and ran out of the trailer. Officer Patrick Meets from the Clinton city of Clinton came that night, saw the injury to Ms. Masoner, saw that the door had been broken in, and later on that evening, Mr. Ransburg was arrested on the street of Clinton. Ms. Masoner, the Clinton police, and many others in the community knew that Mr. Ransburg regularly carried this taped broomstick with him because he would dance in the on the streets in public with it. After a bench trial, Mr. Ransburg was convicted of first-degree burglary, domestic assault in the second degree, assault in the second degree, and accompanying ACA of that assault, and violation of the order of protection. The only two convictions that we are challenging are the assault in the second degree and the accompanying armed criminal action case.
What are the elements of assault in the second degree that you're challenging?
A person commits the crime of assault in the second degree if he attempts to cause or knowingly causes physical injury to another person by means of a deadly weapon or a dangerous instrument. What we're challenging is whether or not this broomstick was a dangerous instrument in the way that it was used by Mr. Rance.
Now, there are other cases from our courts of appeals that have found a pencil, an ink pen, mm-hmm. handcuffs, and a wooden boat oar mm-hmm. were dangerous instruments in the manner in which they are used.
Yes.
Doesn't that make your case a little more difficult?
I don't think so, Your Honor, for a number of reasons. In those cases, the defendants targeted a vulnerable place, usually the head, the neck, the face. In this case, Mr. Ransburg was charging as though he were tackling. So even if he had made contact with Mr. Blackman, I don't believe that would have resulted in death.
What's the testimony regarding the height of the broomstick as it was coming towards the victim?
The only thing that we have is that he held it across his body. There's no evidence that he held it like up. There's also no evidence as to the differential between Mr. Blackman and Mr. Ransford in terms of size.
It didn't require serious physical injury. It just required physical injury. Is that right?
Well, if it to be a dangerous instrument, it has to require serious physical injury.
It says readily capable of causing death or serious physical injury, not that you had to intend it. So it has to be, you have to intend physical injury with an instrument that's capable of causing serious physical injury. Is that right?
Right. But the defendant has to be aware that he's using the instrument in such a way that it could cause death or serious physical injury.
Well, does it say that? It says the defendant attempted to cause physical injury to the victim by means of a dangerous instrument, which is any instrument which, under the circumstance in which it's used, is readily capable of causing death. Does it?
But for his intent, he has to intend to be using the
dangerous instrument. But what
couldn't the fact finder, why couldn't the fact finder have accepted a reasonable inference that he was trying to cause physical injury? I mean,
I believe that he was trying to cause physical injury, Your Honor, and that would make him guilty of assault in the third degree. But I don't believe that these facts justify a finding that stick, as it was used by Mr. Ransford, was capable of causing death or serious physical injury.
So you don't think there's a reasonable inference that a body blow with a stick could cause serious physical injury?
No, Your Honor, I don't. If it was held, it was a broomstick.
Well, when you keep holding it, you're holding it down here.
That's the only evidence that we have is that he held it across his body.
Can we look? Okay. How do we tell the difference between here and here from the record?
I think that if he had targeted Mr. Blackman's neck or face, the state certainly would have presented evidence as to that.
Why wouldn't all that for the jury to make the determination? And those are arguments you can make to the jury that he didn't intend to cause serious physical injury, that it was not capable of causing serious physical injury as he held it. But why wasn't that a question for the jury to resolve?
Well, this was a bench trial.
Okay, for the judge to resolve.
For the judge to decide. I guess it was up to the state to present their evidence for a reviewing court to look at, and so the judge who was there could see, I guess.
And help us resolve. I understand what you're saying, but why didn't the state meet its burden by showing that he ran at the person with a stick held across his body, trying to run at him as if he were going to tackle him with the stick in front of him, and the jury could say that it's an intent to cause serious physical injury, or they could agree with you and say, no, that may be an intent to cause injury, but you wouldn't think it would be serious, but we don't get to decide that for the jury. The jury gets to decide that for itself.
I understand that, Your Honor, but I think in order to find that this stick, the way that it was used, charging like a tackle on the football field, could cause serious physical injury, which is serious disfigurement or prolonged
Would breaking his ribs be serious physical injury?
It could be, Your Honor. Yes, it could. But I think the other thing is that you have to look at Mr. Ransford's intent in using this, and that whether or not he intended to use it as a weapon.
He certainly wasn't dancing at the time.
He wasn't dancing, but he also didn't come armed with the weapon either. He carried this with him all the time.
And we can infer that he was very upset with the fact that his ex-girlfriend was there with another man.
Well, we don't know from the evidence whether or not he knew that Mr. Blackman was in the trailer at the time that he broke in.
He knew when he saw him and ran at him with the stick.
Yes, when he broke in, he saw Mr. Blackman.
And we can infer that after he saw them, he would be pretty upset.
Yes. Yes, Your Honor, you could.
You keep demonstrating holding the stick parallel to the floor. Mm-hmm. Is there evidence of that? Because if you were using a staff as a martial arts weapon, you would hold it diagonally. which leaves one end free to go for the head and one end free to go for other tender parts.
There's no evidence of that, Your Honor.
It's set in front of him. Did it say parallel?
His body with his fist facing Mr. Blackman about a foot and a half apart on the stick. Whether he was holding it this way or this way or that way, there's just no way.
Could you infer from testimony that it was across his body that it might be diagonally, as a staff might be?
I think you could infer that, I guess. A jury or the fact finder would have known that because they were there to see it. Then there's nothing in this record to indicate that that's how it was held. That would require this court to speculate.
And the evidence was that your claim is there wasn't sufficient evidence to submit it to a jury. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And so the evidence was that when he had it across his body and was charging, he had attempted to force open the locked front door. Mm-hmm. So we have the context in which he was holding it and charging at
Blackman is the victim's name.
Okay. Blackman. Mm-hmm. So doesn't that, the context, the circumstances before he used it, inform us as to whether or not there's sufficient evidence to submit?
Well, Your Honor, I would just point out that after Mr. Blackman got into the bedroom and closed the door, Mr. Ransburg made no attempt to get to him, didn't try to break the door. That's when he dropped the broom handle and went and assaulted Miss Masoner and tried to drag her out of the trailer.
And why aren't all those just things for you to argue to the jury, and then they can determine what really happened and what his intent was and whether it was what it was capable of?
Because, Your Honor, I think that the evidence on its face, as it's presented here, is just simply insufficient to have presented that instruction.
Were there pictures of the door that this guy broke down to get in admitted in evidence?
I don't think so, Judge. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them if they are. I see my time is up, so I would ask the court to reverse.
Hear from you on rebuttal.
May it please the court. When Philip Ransburg kicked open the locked trailer door, he used a dangerous instrument to charge at James Blackman, and the evidence presented at trial was sufficient to prove it. As spoken about, the broom handle was held in front or diagonal, we're not really sure, but it was across the across Mr. Ransburg's body, and he first broke through the locked trailer door and then charged inside with momentum towards James Blackman. The key to determining whether an object is a dangerous instrument is whether it could kill or seriously injure in the manner in which it is used. Ransburg could have easily broken Blackman's nose. He could have cracked his teeth. He could have caused eye injuries. If he used his broom handle to push Blackman up against the wall, he could have given him a concussion. He could have broken his neck. He could have also, since he had it a foot and a half apart, he could have let go of either side and swiped at Blackman.
We're looking at how it was used, though, not what he might have, how he might have used it.
Correct, but he never got to Blackman because Blackman fled for safety in the bedroom. But any of these could have caused a serious physical injury that created...
You know, if you were holding a feather or a pillow or a towel, that would not presumably be capable. If you were holding a sword, it would. Where's the line? I think you all disagree as to where that line is drawn.
Well, this is a solid wooden stick, and as Judge Russell said, not too long before this case, a pencil was found to be a dangerous instrument in State versus Reese. And in that case, the defendant, he used he made air-poking motions or stabbing motions at law enforcement. He was then maced, dropped the pencil, still came forward, and that coming forward and the law enforcement intervention, which also occurred, still rendered the pencil a dangerous instrument. So here, if we have the intervention of Mr. Blackman going into the safety of the bedroom, it's the same as Reese, but Mr. Ransburg never dropped his stick. So if a pencil could be considered a dangerous instrument in Reese, I don't see how something that is much greater, much larger, would not be equally as dangerous as a pencil. And the same with the ink pen in State versus Arnold, which was held to the throat of the victim. That was also considered to be a dangerous instrument. And both a pen and a pencil are just ordinary items in everyday life, kind of like a broom handle is an ordinary
item. Was there any evidence about the broom handle? Was it unusually thick? Was it really flimsy and could easily break? Was it introduced in evidence for the jury?
It was a taped up 4 foot long broom handle. And everyone pretty much called it a broom handle. I believe Mr. Blackman may at one time said it could have been a pool stick. But both of those are solid wooden items. So those are both, and it's really, you know, it's.
Is it significant that this is an attempt case?
Well, I mean, in an attempt case, you have to have a substantial step. You have to have the intent and the substantial step. Here, I believe the intent is very clear because first Ransburg broke open a locked trailer door. And he knew somebody was in there because it was being braced by his ex-girlfriend. There was also a big Officer Meeks, I believe, found the indention in the door where it had been either kicked in or whatever. So that was the action that he had before. Then he breaks open the door, charges through. He charges with momentum and without retreating towards Blackman in order to assault him. So that's the intent during the action. And then after Blackman seeks cover in the bedroom, Ransburg then proceeds to punch his ex-girlfriend. Well, he first grabbed her and tried to get her out of the trailer, and then he punches her in the face. So I think intent is very clear here. And I think all three of those, or at least the first two, the breaking into the locked trailer door and charging at Blackman, are substantial steps that do show that the attempt was made. And really, as stated in the EOC case, it's irrelevant whether the victim actually suffered any serious physical injury, because the pertinent inquiry here is what the alleged dangerous instrument is readily capable of causing under the circumstances. And it
must be readily capable of causing, of creating a substantial risk of death.
Absolutely.
Or serious disfigurement. Or protracted loss or impairment of the function of any part of the body.
Correct, Your Honor.
Have there been, what is the case law regarding the protracted loss or impairment of the function of any part of the body? Is it broken bones? Is it hospitalization for a period of time? What guidance do they give?
I don't have that, Your Honor, because there was no actual harm here, and because it is irrelevant that there was none. I mean, as I said in the EOC case, it is irrelevant.
In an attempt case, does it really matter how he was holding it? I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about that, but if he was holding it behind his back, running at him to catch him, I mean, does it really? What is it?
No, as long as there's the intent, which I think I've shown the intent, and the substantial step, which here we have both of those. We actually have two substantial steps.
Well, the definition of dangerous instruments, you look at under the circumstances under which the instrument is used. So it does matter as to how it was used, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. But I think in this case, it was out in front of him. And if he had reached Blackman, I believe he could have done serious physical harm by breaking bones.
If he was holding it like a dancing stick, you wouldn't be bringing the same charges, would you? Since he was known to dance around with it and he just walked in with the stick in his hand, it was the circumstances you're saying?
Well, it was totally the circumstances, but I think there you have a broken locked door first, and they don't want him inside. So I think that's the first part. And you have to remember, Blackman was so frightened that he ran into the bedroom with his fiancée's daughter for safety. So, you know, so he was frightened. He felt like he was going to be assaulted. So I believe in these circumstances, and where else would Mr. Ransburg go when he's charging directly at Mr. Blackman? And then I think it's also key that after Blackman is in another room, is secured in another room, Mr. Ransburg drops the stick. Because his intention to get Mr. Blackman has now been thwarted by an intervening event, by him going into the bedroom. So then Mr. Ransburg goes after the ex-girlfriend.
This is a judge tried case, and I assume that in the trial, the trial court judge saw how the defendant was holding the stick, mm-hmm. Has the firsthand evidence in front of them. Under our standard of review, don't we give deference to that? Do we review the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict?
Yes, and the verdict in the trial court was that it was a dangerous instrument.
Again, though, when it's a submissibility case, it's a question of law as to whether the evidence supports that for submission to the trier of fact.
Yes, and I believe that the evidence is very clear that this was the way that Mr. Ransburg used his broom handle was met the statutory requirements of a dangerous instrument, also met the requirements of assault in the second degree because of the substantial step and his intention as well. And I don't believe that this is a third degree assault case as the defendant contends, because that statute only requires physical injury, which is pain. And the way that Mr. Ransburg charged into the trailer towards Mr. Blackman without retreating, I believe that shows that he intended much more than just pain. And there was a conversation earlier in the day between Mr. Blackman and Mr. Ransburg, where Mr. Ransburg called Mr. Blackman and told him that Ms. Mazner was his girl, and Mr. Blackman said, "No, she's mine." So, you know, there was something that started this, he had just gotten released from prison or from jail, and he danced to her trailer. So, there was something that started all this. And again, I believe that the statutory requirements of assault in the second degree have been met. Since those have been met, the armed criminal action has also been met, because it only requires that the defendant commit a crime by, through, or with the use, assistance, or aid of a weapon, as this court found in State versus Jones earlier this year. So we ask that the court would affirm Philip Ransburg's convictions and sentences.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to differentiate Reese and Arnold from this case, in which was the pencil was in Reese and the pen was in Arnold. In Arnold, the ink pen was held to the victim's throat, and there were two defendants, and one of them said to the one that was holding it, "Go ahead and kill her." Mm-hmm. So they had to have some awareness that if they had jammed a pen in her neck, it would have caused at least serious physical injury, if not death.
with the pencil, he was making stabbing motions, and he didn't quit even with the intervention. Well, he finally was overwhelmed, but he hadn't stopped even after he was maced, and there were two other law enforcement officers there to stop him. So his intent clearly was to cause jamming a pencil into someone's vulnerable place on their body certainly would cause death. In this case, what we have more is a one man tackling another man. Now, the fact that he has a stick in front of his body, he could have just had his arms. I think there has to be some limit to what constitutes a dangerous instrument in an assault case. And I think this case creates that limit, that a broomstick less than, maybe an inch in diameter.
Are you questioning whether he attempted to assault by, through, or with the aid or assistance of this stick? Or are you contesting that the stick didn't constitute a dangerous weapon?
We're arguing that the stick itself, the way that under the circumstances in which it was used by Mr. Ransford, was not capable of causing death or serious physical injury.
But at least for purposes of this argument, you would concede he was intending to assault him with the stick.
Yes, he was intending to make contact.
He wasn't there by accident or, you know, because...
No.
He goes at the man with the stick. When it's just him and the woman, he doesn't need the stick, he needs his fist. And then the man comes back and grabs the stick again.
And runs.
But he doesn't run without the stick.
No, he doesn't. He takes his dancing stick with him. And presumably,
since this
back.
Is an attempt case, how do we know what the final circumstances would have been had he not shut the door? I mean, clearly the attempt cases, you don't have to prove the injury occurred.
No, you don't.
So we're really looking at what an experienced trial judge inferred about what would have happened would there have been contact.
Yes, you.
That's
are.
The bottom line.
That's the bottom line, and what appellant is arguing in this case is that the trial judge erred in finding that this broomstick, under the circumstances in which Mr. Ransford used it, in tackling.
Well, you say tackling, but they never got. He never got.
Well,
that.
He never got.
This is my point. When the guy shuts the door, you inferred he would have just fell into him or tackled him. But maybe that's not what the trial judge inferred would have happened. And that's what distinguishes an attempt case from a completed case. What inference of what would have occurred with what you would have to concede could be a dangerous instrument?
He could have used this broomstick as a lance, as a sword, as he could have jabbed it at him, he could have bludgeoned him with it. He didn't do any of those things, which would show an intent to do some serious physical injury. What he did was run at him with the stick in his hands.
There was no evidence from the potential victim that he was afraid that would happen? Or what?
I'm sorry. So appellant would ask that the court reverse his conviction for assault in the second degree and with instructions that he be convicted of assault in the third degree.
Thank you. Thank you both. Case will be submitted.